This is Collecting with Interest, a Graceland fanfic written by Kuro49 and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and contains the poly relationship of Mike Warren, Paul Briggs, Charlie DeMarco, Johnny Totoro, Dale Jakes, Paige Arkin. With additional tags for polyamory, because Graceland is one big happy family, and who says family doesn't kiss? Author's notes. Written for a prompt at Graceland Kink. So the kitchen and the campfire scenes really have me in some need for poly house fic. Basically them being all domestic with each other like in the show, but with a few kisses and sexy times thrown in. I'm not looking for one big orgy, rather them all being in a relationship together. Maybe Mike wakes up between Charlie and Johnny and then gets groped by Paige over breakfast, while Charlie thanks Briggs for cooking with a kiss. Someone touches Jake's stuff and makes it up to him with kisses and stuff, etc. Just cute little poly scenes with undercover ops throughout. This isn't completely faithful to the prompt, but I hope I did the prompt a fraction of the justice it deserves. Mike is green, but he has never been stupid. And he would have to be both blind and stupid before he could pretend he isn't seeing any of this. Making sense of it is a whole other question he can't be bothered to work through just yet. This is only his first week, after all. That night, Mike steps out of the bathroom the exact same moment Charlie and Jakes walk by. She has her patterned bathrobe wrapped around her, miles of legs exposed and hair still dripping wet. He has a towel around his waist and nothing else. There are two showers in Graceland and three people with wet hair. There's not a lot of math involved after that. The chore wheel turns, and Mike picks up the mail that week. And he would have knocked on Briggs' door if it wasn't already half opened. Stepping in, Briggs is sprawled on one side of his bed, only half awake, before he's sitting up. The motion is enough to drag the sheets with him, as he lifts a hand up as a sign of a groggy good morning. Mike would have seen, regardless of whether Johnny decided to turn over in the bed or not. But it still feels like a sucker punch to the stomach when Johnny rolls over on the other side of the bed to sling an arm into Briggs' lap in his sleep, the tan span of his bare back a blank canvas for the sun. I'll leave the mail on the kitchen counter next time. He doesn't stutter, and it doesn't come out stumbling, but he swallows thickly at the sight. Because his mind can supply plenty of plausible deniability, but he can't exactly pretend that he doesn't see their clothes strewn across the floor, or smell the scent of sex tracing the air in the room. The tips of his ears are burning when he shuts the door. It's dark, and Mike has fumbled halfway down the stairs when he hears the front door open. He doesn't hold his breath, but he does listen for the shuffling in the kitchen. Mike is at the bottom of the stairs when he hears voices talking softly, just enough for him, in his half-asleep state, to pick up sounds instead of the words that they are saying. He thinks it might be Briggs by the open door upstairs, and Paige by the closed door upstairs. And his suspicions are confirmed when he turns the corner to see Paige leaning over the counter to press a kiss to Briggs' lips. Mike doesn't stay for the tongues, but now that he is wide awake, he can try his hardest to forget. Still, It will be a while before he can fall asleep without thinking of the softer sounds they make when she licks into his open mouth. Mike is a bright boy, graduated at the top of his class. But he lives with the pros. They cast glances from across the room and share smiles even when they know he is looking. It's a little like trying to catch a wave coming straight at him, except 8 seconds is hardly enough for him to make sense of it all. Still, here it comes. Mike wakes up on the couch with a slight hangover. It's not crippling, but oh, can he feel it? He cracks open an eye and curses at the sun for a fraction of a second before he sees the line of empty shot glasses on the table. He groans as he eases his head back to the couch, clenching his eyes only to hear an answering moan on his left.
Is it morning already?
Mike's entire body stiffens when he feels someone shift against his right.
This place needs curtains. I can't keep doing this.
He hears another low groan before silence resumes. And it is only then that he dares to open his eyes again. He sucks in a breath for courage and nearly forgets to breathe out when he sees Charlie draping herself over his right side and Johnny with an arm thrown over him. Their hands are laced, interlocking in Mike's lap, Charlie's thumb still rubbing steady circles across the skin of his stomach from where his shirt had hiked up in his sleep. Mike drops his head back on the couch in resignation. It takes a long time for him to relearn how to breathe slow, steady breaths. It has barely even been a week, but Mike has only walked through the front door when he smells pancakes, and he has only pulled off one earbud to hear their overlapping voices from the kitchen. He comes back from his morning run to see Jake's throwing a fit when someone puts his milk back in the fridge, empty. Okay, which one of you did it? He has the carton in one hand and his Rasta hat in the other. He looks serious and ready to snap. Everyone blinks, all innocence and good grace. It takes a good 20 minutes to console him into letting go, but Johnny promises to buy him more milk. He insists it's not because he's got a guilty conscience. And Paige ends up feeding Jake Spriggs' homemade pancakes. Mike can't see Charlie's eyes from behind her sunglasses, but he can see her smile. And he's never been anything but smart. He takes the plate Briggs offers him, and nearly chokes on the first bite when Briggs flips another pancake to golden brown perfection on the pan, and says,
"Eat up, baby. We got a big day ahead of us."
The pet name doesn't go unnoticed by anyone. Mike is green, but he has never been stupid. He knows a good thing when he sees it. So when Johnny calls out to him in reflex, "Kiss for good luck," Mike doesn't say no. Instead, he turns back with his lips already curving halfway to a grin and says,
"Later, and I'm collecting with interest."
He leaves with a wink and manages to collect from all of them when the bust goes down without a hitch. The end. Reader's notes. I mainlined the first 7 episodes of Graceland in about 3 days, and oh my, I just want to hug all of them and stick them all on the sofa under the same blanket and just be like, happy house family. I don't even know. I don't have words.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it and have a nice day.